Okay,
We left off. The last thing we mentioned was just a machlokas, exactly where the Lishkas Parhedrin was. This mysterious Lishkas Parhedrin. Where was this Lishkas Parhedrin? Right, it was clearly something in the Mikdash, etc. And we pointed out there were three shitas exactly where it was so far. One is Lishkas Parhedrin. One shita was that it was Kedushas Azara, meaning it was in the Azara Pshuto Kamashmo. The Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph seems to say that it was you had to go inside the Shaar Nicanor and then get to the Lishkas Parhedrin. The Shaar Nicanor was the Shaar of the Azara. It was just one of the Lishkos in the Azara. That's the simplest shot. That is the Rid and the Ritva here. And the Ritva in our Sugya and the Ravid in Tamid, reminding you the Ravid in Tamid was not written by the Ravid. Even though the Ravid in Kenan was written by the Ravid, the Ravid in Tamid is written by one of the German Bali Tosos. The second Shita we saw was that it was Kedushas Harabayis. This was l'chora the sheet of Rashi, who says it wasn't in the Azara, right? And the way most are consumed Rashi. And this is what the Me'iri says. The Me'iri says clearly, it's not the Azara, but it's Kedushas Harabayis, so Valteri can't go there. And this is the opinion of the first day in Tosos and Daf Ches Amud Beis. The first day in Tosos and Daf Ches Amud Beis says that Lishkas Parhedrin was built in the Kodesh. Even if it was open to the Chol, Chol meaning Karabayis. So this is Tosos Daf Ches Amud Beis in the first opinion. Let's just go mention one thing. The third shita was the Rashi, Lefi the Tashbates we had on the board, who says, right, lo haisa kedosha klal, right? Just to figure out physically what this means, right? We had a tema. It was, how could it be not kodesh at all according to the Tashbates? I theorized maybe it was an upper chamber, maybe it was an aliyah, right? What is it, b'mitzios, right? What's the mitzios? Maybe it's an aliyah, maybe it's an upper chamber, right? But we're not sure. The Tashris didn't say, like, meaning there are three shitas so far as to what level of kedusha, what its halos was, what its halachic status was, what it physically was. They don't all talk about. The Tashris doesn't say what it physically was, so that it shouldn't even be harabayis, and the valkyrie should be mutter. Maybe because it was an upper chamber, maybe someone has another hesber. We had different hesber. How about Kedush Sarabayis? What's the Metzios? So here we're not sure. There are two possibilities of how it could have Kedush Sarabayis. Either it was Binuya Beharabayis. Maybe it was just built in Harabayis. It wasn't built in the Azar at all. It was just Stam in Harabayis. Okay, the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph seems to imply that's the Rish from the Rid quote that it was inside Shaar Nicanor. Maybe you could say there's a different Girsa. The Gemara already has a different Girsa. Maybe there's a third Girsa in that Gemara. Maybe they didn't have that Girsa in the Gemara. Who knows? But that's one possibility. Tosfos says a different possibility. He says it was Benuya Bakodesh Upsucha Lachol. There's a rule, any lishka that's built in the airspace of the Azara, like in the architectural space of the Azara. But how would we say it is physically in the Azara, but it is topologically in the Harabayis, meaning it's physically inside the space of the Azara, but the entrance is from Harabayis, not from the Azara, right? There could be. Could be there's a room that's in the square of the Azara. The Azara was a square. The Azara was a rectangle, l'mashaneh. But you can't enter from inside the Azara. You can only enter from outside the Azara. Okay, that's the rule, is that that's considered chol. It's considered like Harabayis. Right, so that's what Toso suggests, that it was built in the Kodesh Pukhul Chol, or it could have just been built in Harabayis in general. Why does Toso want to suggest that B'mtzios, it was built in the Kodesh and open to the chol? Because he wants to say, when the Gemara says, Zofri Shasso L'Kedusha and Afchesem Adbeis, it means that it was in a Kaddosh place. How could it be in a Kaddosh place? It was only Kedushas Harabayis, right? Tosfos and Ardaf all said it was Kedushas Harabayis, right? The answer is because it was built in the airspace of the, in the space of the Azara, just was open to the Chol. Okay, but it's not clear in Tosos is it the fact that it was built in the airspace, in the space, not airspace, the space of the Azara, make it a chalos of more Kedusha than the rest of Har Bayis, or just like that's the name they called in the Chesem and Beis. So it's not 100% clear. Maybe I'll come back to that in a moment. Kedusha Azara, that's pretty pashut. The Metzias is pashut. The Metzias is also Benuya Ba'azara. Okay. Those are the three dais that would, that we've seen so far. One of the Lechora, they're arguing here about what's the din of Aaron and his sons. When Aaron and his sons said, "Upesach on way to Shu Yamam Valaila Shabbat Yamim." I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be at Aaron and sons. We saw it. Could be whether it's Aaron and sons or whether it's Moshe Rabbeinu. But even there, we're not sure if they were Machna Leviyah or Machna Shechina. Right? Pesach HaMoed usually means Machna Shechina in most of Shas. But Tosin Daf Vav and Aleph kept using the Lashon in the Tos Yeshanim here. He kept using the Lashon of Lam Davka Machna Leviyah. Elamacha Machna Leviyah. Like, he starts with the fact that they were Machna Leviyah. Except maybe they weren't because they dismantled the Mishkan. So it could be that they're arguing here about where were Aaron Ubanov during the Shivas Yemei Miluim, right? So where were they during Shivas Yemei Miluim? So it could be they were in the Azara, right? Pesach Omweid is the Azara. L'chora, those who hold the Parhedrin was Kedusha Azara. Why would they put him into the, why did they have the guy live for a week in Kedusha Azara? It seems a little chutzpahdik to live in the Kedusha Azara. Obviously, because it was halachically required. I don't think anyone like volunteered to live in the Azara when he could live next to the Azara for no reason. The Chor is halachically required because we learn from Ohel Moed. What if you hold that it was, and this is we discussed before, that it was Kedushas Harabayis. So you could say that they lived in the Machna Leviyah, meaning maybe for 7 days they didn't sleep in the, remember, the Machna Shechina. Let's just review. Machne Shechina in Lashonos of Tumah V'Tara is equivalent to the Azara in the Lashon of the architecture of Chazal, is equivalent to Chatzer in the Lashon of the Chumash. Chatzer and Azara, same thing. Maybe they didn't live in the Azara for 7 days. No, and it says Pesach Omweid, obviously meant right outside the gate. Meaning, what was in the entrance of the Azara? There was a Masach, right? There was a masach, a curtained opening to the chatzer, right outside the chatzer. Maybe they lived in Machna Leviyah. Either they lived in Machna Leviyah for 7 days, or maybe you could say, Lefitosos, it's enough. Maybe according to Tosos, you could say, and that's why the Kohen Gadol only had to be in Machna Leviyah, and Har Bayis didn't have to be in the Azara. Or you could say, Lefi Tosos in the Azara, but Benuya Bakodesh counts. Maybe they're in the Azara, but it counts as being in the Azara. They were in the Azara, meaning in the Chatzer. But it counts as being the Azara if you're in the space of the Azara, even if you're not in the Kedusha of the Azara. The Ikar is not the Kedusha of the Azara, the Ikar is in the place of the Azara. Or, of course, you could say, or that it's not learned from the Miluim. If it's not learned from the Miluim, then there's no Havamin that needs to be in the Azara. So the Pashtus of the Miluim is, it says, Pesach Olmoy Teshvu V'yom V'layla Shivas Yamim. You have to be in Pesach Olmoy Shivas Yamim. Pashtus is, that means, in the Azara. That works well if the Lashon HaHerbin is in the Azara. If the Lashon HaHerbin wasn't in the Azara, either you could say that they weren't the Azara Machna Leviyah, which the Lashon of Tosfos Yeshanim on Daf Vav and Aleph. His whole question was, were they in the Machna Leviyah or were they not mamish in the Machna Leviyah? There's no Havamina that they were further inside the Machna Leviyah during the Yemei Miluim. Or you could say they're in the Azara Yemei Miluim, and according to Tosfos, this counts as the Azara because it's in the space, even though it's not in the Kedusha. Or you could say maybe we're Brish Lakish next, and we don't learn from the Milum at all. We learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was not in any particular place, or at least not in a particular place, but it's not parallel to the architectural blueprint here. Just give me a second. If you say like the Tashbates, it wasn't even Harabayis, then Lachor, you have to say either, either not learned from Miluim or learned Lav Davka, right? Maybe it's learned from the Miluim, but it doesn't mean it has to be the same as the Miluim. It just means that there has to be a Prisha like the Miluim. For the Tashbates, obviously, you have to say either it's not learned from Miluim, meaning Rish Lakish, or learned Lav Davka. It's learned from the Miluim, but it's not Davka. If we like the Miluim, rather, just Miluim was Prisha, this was Prisha. It's just a lima that you have to have, that you have to have Prisha. Okay, so basically, how tight is the connection to Miluim? If it was in the Azara, that's a tight connection to Miluim. If it was like the Tashbase, that's not a tight connection to Miluim at all. If it's in Harabayas, then maybe that's a tight connection to Miluim because like Tosos, that counts as the Azara, even though it's not Kedushas Azara. Or maybe the Miluim is also Machna Leviya, or maybe it's not a tight connection. What else comes up here? Morty, did you want to say something?
Yeah, you mentioned before, but he didn't talk about it here. Clearly, the Lishkat Parvarim was up above. It wasn't on the floor. It was one level up. And there's this
How
whole
do you
thing
know?
It would make sense. All right. Okay. Maybe I'm assuming. But assuming that it was, then clearly that answers the question. Because the Kedusha of something up higher off the floor is a whole machlokas. They started there. This was actually relevant a while ago. Has Kedusha, but much a lower level of Kedusha than the on the floor.
Correct. Meaning it has no Kedusha at all, perhaps. Right? We paskin, or maybe it was an Aliyah. And it counts because it's in the space of the Mikdash. The truth is, even for the Tashbis, you could say if it was an Aliyah in the Mikdash, then that counts because it's in the space of the Mikdash, even though it's not Kadosh. Okay. Now, what's the big problem that bothered everyone here? The big problem that bothered everyone here is yeshiva. Heter yeshiva hushiva lekohen gadol how could the kohen gadol sit and sleep there? Obviously you have to sit and sleep for 7 days standing up. Yes.
The fact that they took down the Mishkan every night. What are the shittas that say that they were actually living in the Ezara, living in Machna Leviya? The fact they took it down means there is no Kedusha. How does that impact their shittas?
That's exactly the Tosfos Yeshanim Daf Vav Amud Beis. So he has two, good point. He has two days. First day is since they took it down for 5 minutes, that proves he can go home for 5 minutes. That was the other shittah that he can go home for 5 minutes. Second day was if they took it down every night and it was down for, 12 and a half hours a day, over the day, right? They took it down before nightfall and they put it up after daybreak or something. Then that proves that they weren't really in Machna Leviya. And the truth is, you're right. That's another Hesber for the, one second. Let me just make sure I'm not being confused. You're right. Maybe that's a good Hesber for the Tashbates, right? In which case, basically everyone has so many Hesberim that it stops being so interesting. Or, and this is what the Tosfos Yeshanim says, Tosfos Yeshanim Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the Miluim was not even in Machna Leviya because most hours the Mishkan was dismantled. Right, which is exactly what Tosfos Yeshanim is saying there. So the truth is, even in the Tashbates, you could easily explain that it's parallel to the Miluim. You could say the Miluim were in the Azara, the Miluim were in Machna Leviya, or the Miluim were no place because most of the time the Mishkan was dismantled. Again, if you held, then Moshe dismantled it every night and reassembled it every morning. Okay, thank you, Tzvi. But what's the interesting question here is yeshiva. How could the Kohen Gadol do yeshiva? So here, it's Nicha, right? Meaning if you say it wasn't the Azara, then it makes a lot of sense. And then what's the reason everyone said it wasn't the Azara? Even though it sounds like it wasn't the Azara. Pashtus of all the geographical sugyas and shasas that it was in the Azara. Pashtus of all geographical sugyas that it was in the Azara. What's the incentive for the Rishonim to say it's not in the Azara? Because how could the Kohen Gadol do yeshiva? right? Like Rashi says, on Daf Vav and Aleph, all the Rishonim. That's the main incentive, right? So how do you defend, if you held it wasn't the Azara, how do you defend the Heter Yeshiva? So here you have to have answers, and there's a few answers to the Heter Yeshiva. What does the Rid say? What's the Tosfos Rid's answer? Right, what does he mean by that? Why is there no yeshiva in the Azara, except for Malchi Beis David? Okay, we're not interested in the except for Malchi Beis David now. Why is there no yeshiva, even though as fascinating as that is, right? Meaning, it's so interesting. We're not getting into this now. But like, what do you say about Malchi Beis David? On the one hand, you could say, Davka, they should be the last people to sit in the Azara, because you shouldn't be confused and think that they're the king. You should know that Hashem's the king, and they should have to be the most nobody in the Mikdash, so no one should get confused. Or on the other hand, you say, no, Davka, they should sit in the Azara to show that they're Hashem's king, and they're Hashem's partner, and they're Hashem's vice president, as it were. It's a double-edged sword. And here, apparently, we're Machria, and sometimes the opposite, right? During Shemona Esrei, what do we find? That the king has to bow down the whole time, prostrate himself the whole time. Why? Because he has to show he's more than nothing in front of Hashem, just so that he won't think, Level Tirum Levavo Me'echav. But apparently in the Azara, there we take the other side of this double-edged sword, we have to walk a tightrope, and we say, no, you should know, this is Mashiach Hashem, this is Hashem's representative here on earth. Interestingly enough, you know, we all know Talmid Chacham are Hashem's representative on earth, right? Ask the rabbis Talmid Chachamim, the Melech also. Okay, anyway, not our topic right now. Says the Rid, because the Lishka has walls. What does that mean? Yosef is correct. That means that what's the din of Ein Yeshiv Bazar L'Malchi B'Sav Bilvad? Is that a din in Kedusha Sazara? Says the Rid, it's not a din in Kedusha Sazara. Just because somebody says Kedusha Sazara doesn't mean there's an Isser Yeshiva. It's not a din in Kedusha Sazara. Rather, what is it a din? It's a din in facing the Mikdash. When you're facing the Mikdash, you can't sit. But it's not the Kedusha Azara. It just happens to be the Azara is the place where you're facing the Mikdash without a wall in between you, right? But if you would build a wall in the Azara, you'd be allowed to sit. So it's not a din in the Azara. It looks like a din in the Azara, any yeshiva Azara. It looks like a din in the Chalos Azara. It's not a din in the Chalos of the Azara. That's a red herring. It's a din in facing the Mikdash, which usually corresponds to the Azara. But if you're in a Lishka in the Azara, and you're not facing the Mikdash because there's a wall, then you're allowed to be Yosef. That's the lundus of the Rid, right, Yosef? Right, so that's what he says. The Isser Yeshiva Eino Din Ba'azara, I know this is my way of saying it, Ella De Yeshiva Mol HaMikdash. I know this is my words. But that's what he's saying. He's saying Alpi Lundus, right, Alpi Lundus, sometimes say this din applies to this. Sometimes Alpi Lundus, that's the real category that makes that din true. Sometimes, no. That's not the category that makes it true. It just happens to be that's where it applies. So the Rid's saying it's not the category of the Azara. It's not the Halos Azara that makes Yeshiva Asar. It's not part of Kedusha Azara. Right? Kedusha Azara is many nafkaminas. You can eat kachi kachim. You can shecht kachim kalim. Fezachi of kares if you come bituma with any kind of tuma, etc. There's many halacha nafkaminas of the Azara. This is not halacha of the Azara. This is halacha facing the Mikdash, which happens to be in the Azara. But if you could be in the Azara, not face the Mikdash, no Isser Yeshiva. Okay, once you're willing to swallow that, which I think is a very reasonable thing to swallow, I think the Rid makes a lot of sense. Who says it in the, I know the Gemara says Azara, so he says the Gemara says Azara, but Alpi Lamdas is not a din in the Azara, the din of facing the Mikdash. Yes? What? Every Lishka you're allowed to sit in according to him, because you're not facing the Mikdash. Who cares that it's Kedusha Azara? That's not the main point. What about the fact that the Gemara says that Lishta Gozis is two halves, and it's only in the other half that you could sit, meaning that seems to be a disproof of the Rid. And I don't think the Rid asked this question on himself. That's a good point. Meaning the Rid's lumdus might be very nice, but if it's not true, it's not true, is what Jacob's saying. I'm not sure how he would answer that. I don't have the Rid here. What? He doesn't ask that. That's a good ha'ara. Okay, Jacob says, Sir Ian from the Gemara about Lishkas Agazis. What did the Gemara say about Lishkas Agazis? That Lishkas Agazis, were it to be in the Azara, or the part that's in the Azara, in the end, you can't sit. It's a Lishka. Okay, Tsarich Ian Milishka Sagazis. Okay, you know, I trust the writ enough to think that he probably has an answer. I don't mean, I mean for the Gemara about Lishka Sagazis. Where is that Gemara, Jacob? It's in Yoma. It's in Yoma, in the second Perek, I believe, in the Payasos. And there it is, Chaf Hayam and Aleph. The Gemara says Chaf Hayam and Aleph. 1 second, is it the Gemara says there? The Gemara says, yeah. Esav Gadai Kulam HaKodesh, Zakin Yoshev Marava, and Yeshiva Zolmach. Okay, that is a good question. Chaf Hayam and Aleph, Milish Kazagazis, and Yoma Daf Chaf Hayam and Aleph. Okay, so now the read is nice Lundas, but we're leaving him at Tzarech Ion in terms of whether it's true or not. So now we understand why the other Rishonim didn't say this. Does he say anything? Okay. Mikan Mochiach, here's the proof that even the Lishko saying yeshiva. Oh, but he said in our character is yeshiva. So he answers the question. He does ask the question himself, just not here in Daf Kaf Hey. So what does he say? He says either that the good. He says either that Lishka Sagazis. He answers the question. Medochik. He says either Lishka Sagazis was such a big chamber that it wasn't like a private place. It was like a, in which case, not Mul Mikdash, since it was such a big chamber, that was really, it looked like the, it was like the Ikar Azara. It wasn't like a private place. Or he says, since Lishka Sagazis was right next to the Mizbeach, therefore it was more facing. So now you have to sit, but you have to already, you know, let's just put the ayin Tosus Rid Daf Chaf Heyam and Aleph. How he answers it, clearly he's keeping a shita that it's mutter to sit in the Lishka and the Azara, but he's differentiating between one kind of Lishka and another kind of Lishka. Either depends where the Lishka is facing. Some Lishkas feel like you're facing the Zbech and the Mikdash, and some Lishkas feel private. Or it depends if it's a big Lishka or a small Lishka. A big Lishka feels integrated with the Azara. A small Lishka feels separate. Okay, so he's still keeping it that it has to do with, like, does it feel like you're, you know, in front of Hashem or not? Not is it Kedushas Azara. But, okay, so Baruch Hashem, he asked the question himself, the Chavah and answers. Thank you, Yosef, for thinking to look there. Okay, how about the Ravid? Again, Miyochas the Ravid. The Ravid gives three answers. What's the Ravid's answer? And there's a more technical answer. Says the Ravid, what's the Isser Yeshiva? Again, some Isserim are like fundamentally Usser. Like you can't do it because you can't do it. You can't eat Chazer, you can't eat Chazer. It doesn't matter why you're eating Chazer. I mean, it had to be Goch Nefesh, but that's still within the Aveira, right? It doesn't matter why you're eating Chazer. It doesn't matter if you like Chazer. It doesn't matter if you relish the Chazer. It's an objective Isser. Says the Ravid, Yeshiv Bazar is not necessarily an objective Isser. Actually, I'm not sure. I take it back. We have to say what he says first. He gives three answers to Ravid. His first answer is Hecha de'i efshar mutter. It's usher to sit in the Azara when you could not sit. Like, what's an example of someone who could not sit? Right? The king sits in the Azara when he gets the Torah and Hakel, and the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur stands. You could stand. Right? When you could stand, you have to stand. But for 7 days, how can you stand? Therefore, since it's the Efshar, they can sit. The Ravid gives another answer in the name of the Rash Mishans. Again, the real Ravid didn't know the Rash Mishans, but this is one of the Rishonei Ashkenaz. The Ravid in the name of the Rash Mishans says, no, Litzorach Avoda Mutter. For Tzorach Avoda, it's Mutter. Both of these, he's trying to explain the difference between our case and the Gemara. I don't know if I'm going to find it. The Gemara much later on about the Kohen Gadol laning. It says, Kohen Gadol in the Mishnah in the beginning of the seventh parak, all made him a kabel. He stands. Why does he stand? The Gemara says here someplace, if I recall correctly, the Gemara says he stands. What does that mean? He used to be sitting, but he's not allowed to sit. Yeshiva Zar al-Malchi Bez David Bilvad. So the answer is in Ezra's Nashim, meaning he was sitting in stands, He's only sitting in stands at Ezra's Nashon. The Gemara in Daf Samech. I just read you from Daf Samech. Tess. Gemara says the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to sit before he gets the Torah in the Azara. Why? The first thing says, there it's Esher, let him stand till he gets the Torah. Here it's not Esher to stand for 7 days. Or, in the name of the Rash, because there it's not Tzorech Avodah to sit while you're waiting for the Torah. Over here it's Tzorech Avodah. What's the Tzorech Avodah? He has to live there for 7 days in order to do the Avodah. So, those are his first two answers. Why do we have this Heter for Tzorech? Or this Heter for Yefshar? So it's not clear. It could be because it's Yishud Rabbanan. So they were only gozer when it's not necessary for Avodah, or when it's Efshar, but they weren't gozer when it's too hard or when it's necessary. Or you could say, even if it's Nisha D'Oraisa, it's not clear. Never clear in Gemara whether it's Nisha D'Oraisa or Rabbanan. It never says. The Nisha D'Oraisa is not to do a Maisi Yeshiva. The Nisha D'Oraisa is to be casual, be disrespectful by sitting. When you sit, when you could stand, it's disrespectful. When you sit, when you have no choice, it's not disrespectful. When you sit for your other purposes, it's disrespectful. When you sit for the avod, it's not disrespectful. So again, these two shitas could be because it's Rabbanan and they built in a kula, or could be no, because it's only disrespectful to sit without justification. When you have justification, either defined by efshar or by tzorech avoda, which are similar, but you know, one is efshar whether it's tzorech avoda or tzorech something else. The other is tzorech avoda whether it's efshar or not. But the point is that makes it not chutzpidik. Right? It's okay to sit if it's not chutzpidik. Okay, that's the...
Could there be an afkamina if whether from the beginning of those 7 days he could sit or he has to try to stand as much as he can?
No, because I'm going to assume that it's one chalos, that it's one unit. It's one unit. Either you stand for 7 days or you sit for 7 days. You don't have to split it. Okay, so have the Rivek calls name Yerushalmi, a third Hezber in the Rivek. What does the Yerushalmi say? Ein yeshiva zar el malchi beis David bilvad. Here it gets a little tricky because it's against the Bavli. Right? It's not going to work in the Bavli. The Bavli on Daf Samach Tes that I just quoted to you said in Yeshiva Bazar El Malchi Beis David Bilvad and not the Kohen Gadol. But that's only the Bavli. It's not a Mishnah. The Yerushalmi says in Yeshiva Bazar El Malchi Beis David Bilvad and obviously also the Kohen Gadol. If the Melech can sit, certainly the Kohen Gadol, meaning who's more shy to the Mikdash? Who's the Bailam of the Mikdash? The Melech's the Bailam of the country, but the Kohen Gadol's the Bailam of the Mikdash. So it says the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. Against the Bavli on Daf Samach Tes, so that's not going to work for the Bavli, but the Yerushalmi says that Yesh Yeshiva LeMelech Beis David Ula Kohen Gadol. Okay, the Melech Beis David and the Kohen Gadol are the two people who have Yeshiva. Right? Those are the two special people, right? And then Navi and Zechariah, right? Says, was sent to Zerubbabel and Shaltiel to be Mavas. Zerubbabel ben Shaltiel. Zerubbabel and Yoshua to be Mavas to them about building the second Beis HaMikdash. Who's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash? The Melech and the Kohen Gadol. Okay, but that's not going to work for the Bavli. The Ritva has one last shot, and it's a little bit of a subtle shot, says the Ritva. Says the Ritva, V'im Tomer can listen to men who are ready to omit his machin eshchina, v'il machin eshchina any shiva chol shkin shkiva, he can't sit or lie. V'yishlom et shani hach, and it's chilas asiyasa ha'isa l'kach, and it's kadcha k'shar azara. It was built, different from the azara, it was built to live in, and therefore it doesn't have the same level of kedusha, since it was built to live in. Okay, that's the Ritva, and that's the fifth answer. Again, only four of which work for the Bavli. Says the Ritva, Tchilas Asiyasa Lekach, he doesn't say it's not Kodesh at all. If it's not Kodesh at all, what's the point of putting the Kohen Gadol there? But he says, Tchilas Asiyasa Lekach, Velo Niskadsha Kishar Azara. Velo Niskadsha Kishar Azara, Tchilas Asiyasa Lekach. What the Ritva seems to be assuming is, now what does this mean? Like, did it not have Kedush Azara for anything? L'chor, it had Kedush Azara. The Ritva himself said it's a Dover Pashin, the Ritva on Davav, he didn't say, it's a little hard to me that I can lush him, but he sounded like he said, well, Valteri's Asar and Harbayas and Kolshkin, this, that has Kedush Azara. So it sounds like it has Kedush Azara laying in Machanos, right? But what's he saying? It's like, it's the question, why is Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara? So I think they're just saying the reason in Yeshiva Azara is because they were makdish at a higher level of hektish. They made the Azara a special level of hektish that not only can't you, you know, be moel, not only can't you take a piece and be nene for it, you can't even sit there. It's like a level of hektish. But this one corner, they weren't makdish so much. So if they weren't makdish so much, therefore it's not kedusha kashara Azara. It's not like
bias. It's still like the Azara.
But the assumption seems to be in the Ritva
that the Isra Yeshiva is a higher level of Hektish. There are matches with a higher Isra Me'ila, a higher level of Hektish. If there's a higher level of Hektish, then they decide the higher level of Hektish on 95% of the Azara, but not on this one Lishka.
Does that mean that all this Isra of Yeshiva and the Hektish is all Midarabanan, and it's not Midaraisa? Because if it's Midarabanan, the whole question can go away right away because the Rabbanan were Matar Yeshiva for him.
Yeah, okay, so Yosef asks, so why didn't he use that to solve the problem about Kari and Harbai, so they were makdish it? So my answer is this. The Isser of Machanos is not dependent on the Chalos Hektish. Think of the Machan Leviyah. Was the Machan Leviyah Hektish? It wasn't Hektish. It was just a holy place. A holy place, not the same as Hektish. Right? The Machan Leviyah wasn't Hektish. As a matter of fact, was the dirt of the chatzer of the Azar in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu Hektish? No. They were traveling through the desert. It was just desert, right? And yet there was an Isra Yeshiva. That's not going to help me. Oh, who says an Isra Yeshiva there? No. But what I'm saying is this, that there's Hektish and there's Machanos. Machanos has to do with proximity to the Shechina. Very close to the Shechina, sort of close to the Shechina, a little close to the Shechina, not close to the Shechina. That's not up to us. How much do we makdish it? The Gemara in Shavuot says. Okay, Lemaisa, the answer why didn't they just didn't exempt it from Harabayas to answer the Balkari question could be because the Gemara never says it's up to you what's in Harabayas. Whatever's on top of the mountain is Harabayas. That's a geographical fact, not a halachic halos, according to the Rav. So that could answer why you can't exempt something from Harabayas. Maybe you can exempt something from the Azara. Maybe they just exempted it from the Azara. Maybe the Ritva thinks just not Azara at all. It could be the Ritva thinks it's not Azara at all. I'm not going to make my Tzvi Din, and maybe it's just not the Azara at all. That would be a big chiddush. After all, if it's not the Azar at all, then how is this Mekayim priest and the Mai send into there? That's what I want to say, like it is, but not. I'll try one. Yeah, so, well, let's say it's not clear, right? Not clear. Is it not the Azara at all? Ain't a kedusha kashar azara. It's not like the rest of the azara. It's just harabayas. Or is it partially like the azara? That's not clear in the Ritva. Ain't a kedusha kashar azara. It's kadosh more than harabayas, but not like the rest of the azara. Or it's not kadosh more than harabayas at all. It's just stam. So that's not clear. If he says it's just harabayas, then it becomes. So what's the point of sending him there? Oh, maybe just the within the environs of the mikdash, just very close to the mikdash. Or not outside the mikdash, like we said by the mechila. If it's like half harabais, half not, then what half azar, half not? Then in what way is he half the azar? Is it halfway like the azara and not halfway like the azara? And I admit I don't have a great answer. Morty suggests if the Isra Yeshiva azara is only drabanan, then all of this is much easier, including the ritva. Maybe it just means me drabanan. They weren't mechil the isra here, although he sounds more like it wasn't kadosh. Not they didn't make this lonis kadosh kashar azara. He sounds not like the Rabbanim made an exception, but like it's a Pagam and it's Kedusha. So I'm not sure if it's totally not like the Azara or partially like the Azara. We'll leave that Petzarek Ian for now, I admit. Okay, these are the five answers. I just want to
Can I make a suggestion for the Yerushalmi?
Yes, Tzvi is talking. Tzvi.
So for the Yerushalmi, we had said that it's really not a question because the Kohen Gadol is allowed to sit in the Azara, right?
Right.
Just like a Melech. So the problem is during the Miluyim, Aaron Nusama didn't have the status of the Kohen Gadol. It only happened afterwards.
According to the Yerushalmi, how did Aaron and his son sit during the Yimei Miluim?
But if you want, you could say maybe. According to Yerushalmi, how did Aaron sit in Miami Luim when he wasn't a Kohen Gadol yet? How did his son sit in Miami Luim? Maybe the Yerushalmi would just say the question answers itself. During the Miluim, he wasn't a total Kohen Gadol yet, but it wasn't a total Mishkan yet, so there's no Isser Yeshiva.
Can you say the Yerushalmi Shitasa that Aaron did the Avoda, therefore he had more of a status?
The Yerushalmi Shitasa, if it says Aaron did the Avoda, then he shows Miluim was more of a Kohen Gadol yet, but how did that help for his sons?
Mm-hmm.
Right? How could his sons sit there for 7 days if they were inside the Azara? Okay, maybe the answer is it wasn't totally Kadosh yet. Okay, the Tosfos just in his second day, in Daf, Tosfos in Daf Chesem Adbeis, in his second day, wants to have his cake and eat it too. He says an in-between status. What in-between status? He says it was Benuya Bechol Upsucha Lakodesh. We know, and what does Tosa say? Tosa has a great advantage here. Maybe it was built in the Chol. Again, whether this matches the diagram that's found in your Gahati Mishnayis, your Art School Gemara, is not necessarily Ma'akiv, right? Because he came before the Gahati and the Art School. But what does Tosa say? Yes, the entrance was from the Azara, but the actual space of it was in Chol. By Chol, I mean Harabais. And what is the Tosa's big advantage? There, Tosa of Chesem Beis quotes from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Nun Vav that Lishkos HaBenuyos L'Chol Upsuchos L'Kodesh have an in-between status. It's not Tosa making it up, right? Tosa says it has an in-between status. What's the in-between status? What does the Gemara say? That the Lishkos HaBenuyos B'chol Upsuchos L'Kodesh, meaning you enter them, right, again, topographically, they're Kodesh. But geographically, they're Chol, right? They're built in Harabais outside the Azara, but the entryway is only through the Azara, right? The only way to get to them is through the Azara. So, the Gemara says, Ochlim Sham Kodshe Kodshim, like the Azara. They're like the Azara, you can eat Kodshe Kodshim there. But the Gemara says, Ein chi of kares al hanichnas betuma. There's no chi of kares if you go in with tuma. Let's remember, I don't know if we ever mentioned this explicitly, but it's, you know, basic halacha. If your tummy goes into the azara, what's called machnas shchina is chi of kares. If a tummy goes into Harabayas, some tummy are allowed in Harabayas, but the zav, the nidio lettuce, and the balkeri, according to almost everyone, is not allowed in Harabayas. But if he goes in, it's not an itzer karis, it's only an asay or a lav. Right? And it's not an chiv karis. The Gemara says there's an zvachim daf nun vav, says there's no chiv karis. So in some ways it's like Harabayas, and in some ways it's like the Azara. The Gemara also says, if I recall correctly, that Tosa doesn't quote this, but it's in the Gemara. Ein shochtim sham kodshim kalim. And that way, it's also like Harabayas, right? Shochtim kalim, you can shecht not only the tzafon and the whole Azara, but you can't do shchita there. It's not chiyuv kares there, but it is kados, like the Azara, for eating kodshim kalim. What does the Gemara not say? How about yeshiva? Is yeshiva mutter, muteres, or is yeshiva asura? So this is the Gemara. This is the Gemara in Zvachim. Nun vav amin aleph. Adds Tosfos. Mutter leishav sham. That's another way in which it's like Harabayas. The Gemara doesn't say, but Tosus says it's mutter to sit there. Okay, and therefore, Tosus really, therefore it's very nicha. Nicha, why is a heter yeshiva? Because even though it's kadosh in some ways, but it's not totally kadosh, and here it's also very nicha. Meaning, even if Aaron and his sons were in the Azara, this isn't the Azara for some purposes. In some ways, like the Azara, in some ways, it's like the Harabayas,
In which case, your yod say precious kohen gadol le mik le kodesh, because it's like the azara in some ways. But there's a head to yeshiva because it's not like the azara in other ways. Okay, exactly. What's shot in this is not 100% clear. You could say that it's really harabayis with a special heter of eating country kachim. Or you could say no, that it is the bachatzar ol moed yochluha, right? It is the chotzer the ol moed, meaning it's connected to the mikdash because you access it through the mikdash, but it's not actual azar. It's a connection to the mikdash. Okay, I mean, it's another saying the same thing. It's the Gemara in Der Darsh. It's a chotzer ol moed yochluha is a rivoy. Not a rivoy just means extra lashon, or it means, how do you determine whose chotzer it is? Whose backyard is it? Whoever's house opens to it, that's whose backyard it is, right? If my house opens to it and your house doesn't, then it's my backyard. It might not be Mikdash, might not be the Azara, but it's the Chatzar of the Azara. In which case, it's very connected to the Mikdash, but it's not the Mikdash Mamish, and that's the fourth Shita. So we have four Shitas, what the Kedusha of the Lishkas Parhedrim was. Again, Rid, Ritva, Rivet, assume it's Azara Mamish. Tosos in his second day assumes it's something which is in between the Azara and Harabayis. Because Benuyos, Bachol, Psuchos, Lakodesh are in between. They're like the Azara in some ways for eating and not like the Azaras for working, for Avoda and for Chiyuv Kares. Or the Pashas of Rashi and the Meiri in the first day in Tosos says it's Harabayis, either because it's in Harabayis because it's open to Harabayis, and then the Tashbe says it's neither. Okay, those are the different days as to where Lishkas Parhedrin was, and now we're ready to move on. Yes. So Tosos assumes that there were Pasha, Lishka's base of Evan was in the Harabayas and was in a less Kodesh place. And Rashi assumes that, right, so that's what we point out. It seems to me, Achlokes Rishonim, whether Rashi assumes that, but it would be funny for the Lishka's base Azara to be more, Beisha Evan to be more in the Azara and the Lishka's Parhedra now that we put two and two together, right? Yes. Right, but it would be funny for it to be more inside in the Lishkas Parhedrin. And Rashi just said the Lishkas Parhedrin is not a Zarin Duff of an Aleph, right? So I have to go back and fix our notes now. Lo Haisak. You know what I'm tempted to say? That Rashi thinks both of them were Bnu Yispa Kodesh Upsuchas Lachol. Right? Because I want Rashi to say they're both equal, because it would be weird for the Lishkas Evan to be more inside than the Lishkas Parhedrin, right? So maybe they're both Benuyos Bakodesh of Suchas Lachol. That's my estimate for Rashi. Tosos assumes that no, one was inside, one was outside. If you assume Lishkas Parhedrin was in Harabayas, then maybe they're both in the same place. Well, let's say like this. Basically, if you assume that it was Mamish Bnu Yisahara Bayis, then Lechora, the Beis HaEven is the same. If you assume it was Bnu Yisahara Kodesh Upsuchas Lechol, then we're not sure. It says Tosfos. No, Beis HaEven was less. That's his whole point. And Lechora Rashi would say it's the same because Rashi says it was also in the Azara. We're not going to say it's more inside, further inside, but Lechora it's the same. If this is in the Azara Mamish, then if this is in the Azara Mamish, here Tosafot says explicitly that Beis HaEven was less. And here let me get my Rambam. What did we say at the time? Then the Rambam, we quoted two Rambams about Parah, Perish, and Mishnayis, which I also have here in the Shas. No. One second. Half a second. Shem Mikdash Kulo Bira. Right, the Rambam sound like they were both in the Kodesh. The Mashmos of the Rambam was that the Beis HaEvan was the same, because he sounded like the Bira is the Mikdash, you know. And the other Rishonim don't say explicitly, but my, you know, it might be quite likely that I don't remember if the Ravid gets into it, but maybe you could say that the Beis HaEvan was less. That's tempting, right? So we're not sure. So we're not sure if the Beis HaEvan, Tosos is really struggling to make Beis HaEvan less. Is that how we interpret the Chesem and Beis? Zet Prishas L'Kedushav Zet L'Tara. One was a holier place, one was a less holy place. Rashi says it was not about the place, about the purpose, because he wants to equate them. So Rashi wants to equate them. The Rambam sounds like he equates them. Tosos works very hard to separate them. The other Rishonim, we're not sure. We're not 100% sure. They don't all say. Okay, let's go Vayitra and the Gemara Rabosai. Who knows how to take a picture of the board? Effie? Think you can handle it? Yeah, straight on is better. Okay, says the Gemara. Davavam and Aleph. Amr of Zera, Shma Mina Bol Nida Eina Kanida. We prove from this that a Bol Nida is not like a Nida. V'tovel b'yom and k'ntovel on the seventh day. The Amr Bol Nida Kanida Imas Tavel B'lelia. L'machar Echi Abra Vodama. Boy Harif Shemesh. Allah Shma Mina Bol Nida Eina Kanida. Okay. There's a difference in different Tameim. Different people Tameim for a different number of days, even within those who are Tameim for 7 days. Some people, what does it mean to be tummy for 7 days? The question is, do you say like mitzvah yom kikulo or not? Some people are tummy for 7 days and they tovel during the seventh day. And then they've heard shemesh at night and then they're tahor. For example, tmei mace tovels during the seventh day. A zav or a zava tovels during the seventh day. However, a mitzora tovels during the seventh day. Doesn't mitzora tovel during the seventh day? Okay, actually, I have to check what it says in Parshas Metzora. It says in Parshas Metzora that the Metzora told us on the seventh day. I was right. Okay, so some told, however, Anida is the exception. Anida is Tmea for the whole 7 days till nightfall and can only Tovel on the eighth night. So the Gemara says, how about a bowl nida? Is a bowl nida tovel on the seventh day, not like a nida, or can he not tovel till the eighth night like a nida? We know a bowl nida is tmeya for 7 days. Why? Because it says, uvtihini dasa alav, v'tamei shivas yomim. But what does that mean? 7 days, mixa yom kikulo, he can tovel on the seventh day, or 7 full days and he can't tovel till the eighth night. So the Gemara proves from here that a bowl nida is not like a nida. If a bowl nida was like a nida, then let's think about it. We separate him for 7 days, right? So let's say we separate him on Gimel Tishrei, and we separate him for Gimel Dalid Hey Vav Zion Ches Tes 7 days, and then the Yom Kippur, right? 7 days and then 1 day, just like the Miluim. So if we separate him on Gimel, if he's not like a Nida, that's fine. Even if he's a Bol Nida on Gimel, even if he's a Bol Nida at the beginning of Gimel, then he counts 7 days, totals the morning of 9, Harif Shemesh when Kol Nitre, when Yom Kippur starts, and he's good to go. But if he's a Bol Nida like a Nida, then he can't Tovel till the night after the 7 days. I mean, till the night of Yom Tishrei, the night of Yom Kippur. So he Tovels the night of Yom Kippur, he has to wait for Harif Shemesh, he's a full Yom, till Matzah Yom Kippur, and he can't work on Yom Kippur. So this proves that a bol nida is not like a nida. No, Rav Shimon Arda says a filled him bol nida can nida. Maybe he is like a nida. He argues on Rav Zeira. Mafrishim like sha'acha samuk shizakamba. We're not mafrishim on Gimel Tishrei. You think 7 days means mafrishim Gimel Tishrei? No, we're Mavrishim a minute before Shkian Beis Tishrei. And therefore, if we're Mavrishim a minute before Shkian Beis Tishrei, the worst he could do is a bowl need on Beis Tishrei. Beis Gimel Dalet, Hey Vav Zayin Ches. Ches is the seventh day. He's told on the night of Tes. Harav Shemesh, when Yom Kippur starts. No problem. So basically, our Mishnah doesn't prove either way. Just if you hold a bowl nida is not like a nida, you're mafreshim in the middle of Gimel. If a bowl nida is like a nida, you're mafreshim a minute before the end of days. Meisvei kol chai v'tfilos v'los v'yom, nida v'yolez v'los v'layla. Now we just try to prove it, having nothing to do with our Mishnah. It says everyone is chai v'tfila, tovel during your day, except for nida and yoledes, because yoledes, it says exactly in the Chumash, it's like a nida. Ki mei nidas t'vosa, tovel at night. Nida in bowl nida lo. Only nida tovel at night, not a bowl nida. That proves like Rivera. No, Rav Shimon Ardo will answer, Nida b'chol da asim yir buya. Nida, and whoever comes from the inclusion in the Nida, meaning a Nida, including a bowl Nida, who's like a Nida. After all, Tehini das alav, he's like a Nida. Mesei, Baal Keri, Kamaga Sheretz. A Baal Keri is like someone who touched the Sheretz. Bowl Nida can make Mesei. A bowl Nida is like someone who touched a Mesei. My love, the Tvila. Doesn't that mean, in what way is a bowl Nida like to make Mesei? Just like to make Mesei tovels during the day. On the seventh day, like Rav Nida told the seventh day, like Rav Zera. No, Rav Shimoner answers, Lo Latum Asan. No, it means how many days their tummy. A Balkari's tummy one day, like it's someone who touched a sheretz, and a Bol Nida's tummy 7 days, like someone touched a mace. No, Tumasa Vehedik Sibu, Hai Tumashivik Sibu, Hai Tumashivik Sibu. No, can't mean for Tumah. That's Sukkim. It says 7 days, 7 days. That can't be what Chazal means to say. El Allah, let's be lost. It must mean for Tvila. No, the olim tumah, some say for truchalei. No, maybe talking about not tefillah, but the level of tumah. Ah, but it's obvious 7 days. No, it's for the next line. Ela shachamer menabol nida shemitam mishkav umoshav betumakalo tami ochlenu mashkim. Really, it's not a chiddush that they have the same level of tumah. That is obvious. So why they was? It's not a chiddush they have the same level of tumah. That is obvious. So why did the Mishnah have to say that they're the same? They said it was saying that's obvious to provide a lead-in to the next line, which says, but they're different in one way. That there's Tumas Mishkav Moshev, right? What does Tumas Mishkav Moshev mean? It means that if I am sitting on something, even if I'm sitting on 12 layers, 100 layers, they're all Tumay, that's Mishkav Moshev. A Tumay Mace is not Matami Mishkav Moshev. If the Tumay Mace sits on a bed, for example, he's Matami the sheet if he touched it. He's Matami the sheet if he touched it. Meaning, if he sits on his bed wearing pants, then he's not Matami anything because he didn't touch anything. Right? If he sits on his bed, you know, with his legs bare, then his legs touch the sheet. He's Matami the sheet. But he's not Matami the mattress. He didn't touch it. There's no Tumas what you're lying on, only what he touches. However, a bowl nida is more chomer. As it says, v'chol ha-mishkav asher yishkav alav yitmam, afurish in the pasuk in the chumash. Whatever seat he sits on his tummy, meaning if the bowl nida sits on the bed, then he makes the sheet a mishkav, he makes the mattress a mishkav, he makes the bed springs a mishkav, he makes whatever, how many layers there are, he makes the ultimate mishkav. How tummy does he make his mishkav? How tummy is the mishkav of a nida, a yoledis, a zav, and a zava? Anyone? How tummy is the mishkav of a nida, a yoledis, a zav, and a zava? What level of tumah? What? Okay, what's that called?
Av.
It's an av. Tumah means metami odem v'kelim. Right? The mishkav of a zav and nida, let us an av tumah. The mishkav of a bal nida is not an av tumah. It's only a rishon tumah. And therefore, it's only metami ochlen umashkin, because ochlen umashkin come a sheni. It's not metami odem v'kelim, because odem v'kelim can't become a sheni. Okay, that's... most tumahim don't make tumas mishkav a moshav. Nida, Yoledes, Zav and Zava make your Mishkav Moshev an Av. Bol Nida makes his Mishkav Moshev a Rishon. And Mitzora is the discussion of this Tosos on our Daf. Dimarasul Shematame, it's not so clear exactly whether and how he makes a Mishkav Moshev. Tashma, but we still haven't proven anything. Detani Reb Chia, Zava, Zava, Mitzora, Mitzora, Bol Nida, Vatmei, Meis, Tvilas, and Bayot. Nida, Yoledes, Tvilas, and Balai, Lotzi, Yofta, there. It says explicitly that a bol nida tvilas v'yom, end of sugya, Reb Zera wins, Reb Shimi Meridah loses, game over. Here I just want to mention briefly, without getting too into it, this very fascinating creature called bol nida. Because what does our Gemara discuss? So our Gemara is a very fascinating lashon. Is bol nida kenida, or is bol nida not kenida? Right? That's what our Gemara says. Is bol nida like a nida, or is bol nida not like a nida? What exactly is our Gemara discussing? And we know what our Gemara is discussing. Does he tovel during the day, or does he tovel at night? Right? But is there something broader going on? In general, is bol nida like a nida, or is bol nida not like a nida? Right now, we give 100 afkaminas. We're not going to go through all of them now. On the one hand, utahini dasa alav. Her nidas goes on him. Sounds like he is a nida. The point, right? That when he sleeps with a nida, he becomes a nida. Utahini dasa alav etami shivas yamim. On the other hand, we find in two ways that he's not exactly like a nida. One way is the topic. One way is something assumed. One way is something which is not the discussion of our Gemara, but the discussion of the parallel Gemara in Psachim for Machnos. A Bo'el Nida is allowed in Machna Leviyah, a Nida is not allowed in Machna Leviyah. Remember, who's not allowed in Machna Leviyah? Someone whose Tumah comes from his Guf. A Zav, a Zava, a Nida, a Yoledes, a Mitzora, and a Valkeri, except according to the Rambam, according to some Achronim. A bol nida is allowed in machna leviyah, just not in machna shchina, because the tumah doesn't come from his guf. Okay, in that way he's not like a nida. Okay, how significant is that? We're not sure. I mean, maybe just the point is that whatever his status is, the tumah didn't come from his guf. The tumah came from her guf. And now our Gemara is arguing, and we paskin, Rav Zera wins, Rav Shimon Bar loses, that he's not like a nida in another way. He tovels during the day. So what does that mean about his status in general? So what does Tosfos say here? Tosfos is here, and this is the end of a whole pilpul to explain why our Gemara has Shakta Vatari a little different than the Gemara Psachim. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says that according to our according to Rav Shimon Minar Da'a, that Bo'el Nida tovels at night. He says, or let's say a little better. Daha al karcha says also bol nida kafei meis nami the tefillah so kinim eskin and hacha. Bahashta my time I have kinim meis le tefillah so alishmami na. What's the reason of our sugya that he's like a tefei meis for tefillah? What's the reason that he tovels on the seventh day? Shmami na de kinida havi lechol my diksiv behedya, that he's only like a nida for things that it says explicitly. Avalamaida lower bin hukra, whatever the Torah does not explicitly include, Yeshlon Ludmosal Tme Mes Misvara. Misvara is like a Tme Mes until proven otherwise. Mishum Dahavi Thomas Maga Kamosu, because his tummy is of touching like the Tme Mes. Bimkein Huadin Lamacha Nosam. And therefore it's obvious, says Tosos, that he's allowed in the Machna Leviyah. What's Tosos saying? Tosos is taking our Gemara and making it a more general statement. Tosos taking our Gemara and making it a more general statement. Our Gemara doesn't just mean he's like a nida le'inyan that he tovels during the day. Sorry, that he's not like a nida that he tovels during the day. Our Gemara means mamish is like a tamei mace. Just like tamei mace is tamei because of contact, he's tamei because of contact. Now here, you know, yesh l'ayin harbe. Is he tamei because of contact? Meaning it's not the kind of contact we have anywhere else, right? It's not maga, it's not masa, it's bia. So bia is a kind of contact, right? But it's more than contact. Right? It's like a maisa bias nida, maybe is its own source of tumes. Is he tumes because he contacted a nida or because he did a bias nida? Because of something that he did. Not so clear. Is it just a close kind of contact? If you touch a nida, you're tumes for one day. If you're bowling a nida, which is a closer contact, you're tumes for 7 days. Or no, if you touch a nida, you're tummy for one day because you contacted her. If you're a bowl nida, there's a be'ila to that that's metame you. The be'ila is metame you, not necessarily the nida. And therefore, you're not like a tmei mace. That is a, Tosos says, that's being discussed in our Gemara. Let's just put Tosos right here. What does our Gemara mean? What does our Gemara mean when it says that Bo'el Nida, Eina Kenida, right? We paskin like Rav Zeira. There's no machlokas Rishonim, no machlokas Achronim about this. You know, Rav Zeira wins hands down. Boni de Eina Kanida, Vet Tovel, Bayom. He tovels the seventh day, not the eighth night like Anida. So it says Tosfos, Dibramaskal, what Dibramaskal is this? Tosfos, Dibramaskal, Seifa. He says this is a general statement. What's the nature of this general statement? That he's Tomas Maga Kamo Tvei Meis. It's only Toma of contact. Toma of contact like Tvei Meis. And he's like Tmei Meis unless the Torah explicitly is more machmer on him. Where was the Torah explicitly more machmer on him? Mishka v'moshav, right? The end of this Mishnah. He's like Tmei Meis, except he makes Mishka v'moshav to the Torah. It says, Mishka v'asher yishka v'lov yitma. So the one thing the Torah said he's like Anida, we have no choice. Okay, the Torah's a little more machmer on him. But otherwise, he's like Tmei Meis, he's Tomas Maga. That's one approach. However, I don't know that's necessarily the only approach to our sugya. You could understand our sugya differently, right? And what does Tosas say? Therefore, what does Tosas say? One second. And Tosas therefore makes a connection, right? What's the connection Tosas makes? And therefore, Tosas says he's mutter b'machne levia because he's Tovel Bayom. Meaning Tosas says, yeah, this all ties in. Lu Yitzri, he would Tovel at night like Arshim Minarda, he'd be like Anita, and be Asher Machna Leviya, etc. The reason he's Mutter Machna Leviya is because he's only Tomas Maga. And because he's really Tmei Meis. He's really Tmei Meis. Is the reason he's Mutter in Machna Leviya. Because, Tosas says, once this Mishnah means that he's Tovel Bayom, it also means it's Mutter Machna Leviya, because it's one, our sugi is not discussing one detail. Our sugi is discussing a broad perspective. Is he like Anita? Is he not like Anita in a broad perspective? Even though Argamar doesn't say anything about a broad perspective. Argamar only mentions Tovel Bayom or Belayla. Tosas takes Argamar and broadens it. It's a broad perspective. Is he like a Tvei Meis for all purposes, unless the one, except for the one thing the Torah is more Machmir? Or, not an Argamar Paskins, he's like a Tvei Meis for all purposes. The other option would be to say that, no, this is a very particular statement, right? No, Boel Nida, Eina Kenida, Le'inyan Tvila Bayom, but generally, Utehi Nidasa Alav. Generally, he is a Nida. He's just, for one purpose, he's like a Tmei Meis. Le'enyan Tfila Bayom. In the end, we fast like Reb Zeira. Okay, he's not like a Nida, Le'enyan Tfila Bayom. But he's not generally like a Tmei Meis. He's generally like a Nida. Unless the Torah is Mekel explicitly. Okay, and what's the example of the Torah's Machmer explicitly? Meaning, according to Tosos, the exception is, meaning, he's Metame Mishkav Umoshav Letame Ochlin Umashkin, which is another way of saying his Mishkav Umoshav becomes a Rishon. And what's the other possibility? No, he's total Nida, unless the Torah is Mekel explicitly. Where is the Torah Mekel explicitly? The Torah is Mekel explicitly that he's Metame Mishkav Umoshav Letame Ochlin Umashkin below Adam Bekalim. In other words, right, his Mishkav is a Rishon, not an Av. So here it's funny. It says, V'tamei Shivas Yamim. The Gemara says, why do you have to say V'tamei Shivas Yamim? And basically, what's the Chakira? The Sfas Emes says, what's the Chakira here? The Gemara says, Sorry, the Gemara says v'chol mishkav she yishkav lav yitma. Gemara says, why does it have to say v'mishkav she yishkav lav yitma? Don't we know he's like a nida, so he makes a mishkav a moshev? Ha, since it adds an unnecessary. If it had just said tini dasa lav, he'd be like a nida. But then it says v'chol mishkav she yishkav lav yitma. That proves that his mishkav is only a little tummy, not totally tummy. His mishkav is only a rishon and not an av. Says the Sfas Emes, he says, it's a question of how you read the Shaklavataria. It's a question of how you read the Shaklavataria, Nidah Daf Lamed Gimel, and other places, right? What are the two ways of reading this? This is Vasemes, it says the Sfas Emes here on Tosfos. He says that V'chol HaMishkav Asher Yishkav Alav Yitma, says the Gemara, Midarshan, that it's to bring Mishkav down from Av to a Rishon. So how do you take that? One way of taking that, that's the Sfas Emes says, Havamina, he says, is that like a Nida, with exception that Mishkav is a Rishon. Or he says, what's our Tosfos saying? No. This is an igloi milsa that he's not like a nida. Okay, so basically we have two ways of understanding bo'al nida. He's really tumas maga. He's someone who contacted a nida. And you know what? When you contact someone tummy, what do you become? Well, it depends. If you contact an avela or a sheretz, or you touch a zav or a zava or a mitzora or a neither you led this, you tell me for one day. And if you touch a mace, you tell me for 7 days. So if you're bowling neither, you're telling me for 7 days. Meaning, why say tmei mace? A precedent for Thomas Maga of 7 days. You can be telling me for 7 days because if you touch, no problem. Or no, that's Tosis's way. Thomas Maga like tmei mace. Al zahav, I mean, he's totally like a nida. Yeah, but when the Pusik says his Mishkav Moshe was a lower level, what that means is he's not really like a nida. He's just like a tmei mace with one exception. One chumrah over tmei, he's like a tmei mace with one additional chumrah. But there's another way to look at it. What's the other way to look at it? The other way to look at it, and this is what Sfas Emes Havmin, he says, Tosfos is weird. Obviously, it's the right way to look at it. No, Tosfos must look at it that way. He says, no. Really, of course, he's like a nida. Tini dasa alav. There's one exception. He's not. Tini dasa alav. This is not Tumas Maga. This is Tumas Nida. How does he have Tumas Nida if he didn't bleed? No, a bias nida is a source of Tumas Nida. It's not just that he touched a nida. The bia is the source of Tumas Nida. A bias nida is like nida. But there's an exception that his Mishkav Moshev goes to a lower level. Now, let's just see what are the nafkaminas. There's a gazillion nafkaminas. I just want to point out some of them that we saw. What are the nafkaminas? So one nafkamina could be Thomas Heset. What do we mean by Thomas Heset? Thomas Heset, the way we're using it now, means that let's say I move something. Not something carries me. I move something. I carry or move something. Right? Is there Thomas Heset? So a Tmei Mace has no Thomas Heset. If the Tmei Mace, you know, not touching. Let's say right here, the Tmei Mace, he pushed this eraser and moved the watch, right? Then the watch wouldn't be Tmei. Or if the Tmei Mace pushed the Klicheres, remember, Klicheres are not Mekabel Torah from the outside. He pushed the Klicheres, it's not Tmei, even if he did touch it, because touching Klicheres from the outside is nothing. A nida is matami beheset. So how about a bol nida? Right? How about a bol nida? It's a bol nida matami beheset. So, says Rashi and the Rambam, he's matami beheset. Or another example is, how about if someone touches or carries a nida? If someone touches it, carries a nida, they are, right? What's the rule? If I touch a zav, I'm only a rishon. And does a rishon matame kalim? Not, no. But if I touch a zav, whatever I'm wearing when I touch the zav also becomes tame. That's called matame adam, matame begadim. There's some things that are only matame what touches them, or it carries them. Some things that are matame what touches them, and not who. Some things are only matame whoever touches them or carries them. Some things are matame whoever touches or carries them, and the clothing he's wearing, which is really lav dafka. It just means any non-cheres kelim that he's in contact with at the time. Doesn't have to be wearing. He could be holding a pen. The same would apply. So how about is Adam Hanogeya Bo O Hanos O Metame Begadim? So says Rashi, and says the Rambam, he's not explicit, but the Mishnah Melech assumes it's true of the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to equate him to a Nida. Yep. Metame Adam Letame Begadim, meaning the Boel Nida. Even though the Boel Nida is an Av, and an Av makes a Rishon, and a Rishon is not Metame Kalim, but Bechiburim, when it's simultaneous at the same time, then whoever touches the Zav, Zava, Nida, and Yoledes, all the or their Mishkav, or their Moshav, or their Merkav, not the Merkav, is Metame Begadim. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Why? Because the Gemara Nida Darshins, just like a Nida Metame Odom Mekliheres, a bowl needs metame odem mikliheres. Says Rashi, what's the chiddush metame odem mikliheres? Ah, metame odem. To even metame the begodim the odem is wearing, and metame mikliheres even beheset. Right, even if he touches it from the outside and moves it, because normally you can't be metame mikliheres by touching from the outside. But if he moves it, if he wobbles it when he touches from the outside, he's metame. Says the Tosfos Rush Alatar there. He quotes the Sar Mikutzi, and this also seems to be the general maskana of the Rash. Although he goes back and forth in some of the details in, but that's what he quotes in the Rashmi Shans, says the Tosos Rosh Nida, B'shem Hasar Mikutzi, V'harash Mishans. He says, nope, he's not Metame Beheset. What does it mean that he's Metame Klicheres? Means if he touches the inside of the Klicheres, he's Metame it, just like any other Ava, just like any other Avatoma. And says, no metame Adam, letame begotim. Yeah, an Adam who touched him is tame. That's the question. It says, just like Nida's metame Adam mekliheres, like as bull Nida's metame Adam mekliheres. What does that mean? The Sharmi Kutzni Rosh Hashan says it means metame Adam mekliheres, the Adam himself, and the mekliheres if he touches it on the inside. Says Rashi and the Ram according to the Mishnah Melech, no, it means klicheres beheset. The chiddush is even if he doesn't touch it on the inside. And Adam, even the time of Yagodim, like he reads an extra level of chiddush into there. So this seems to be a machlokus about this issue. Is he really like a Nida? Is he really not like a Nida? Now, obviously, there's a gazillion in between shitas, I admit. Let me just mention one or two. Another nafkamina. There's a lot of nafkaminas. I'll just mention one. Mayanos. What are mayanos? Right? V'chi yarot hazav v'tahor, v'chi best gadav rachat v'ayim tamei ba'arev. The bodily fluids of a zav, at least those bodily fluids which collect and are then expelled, such as meraglayim, which collect and you then expel, or saliva, roke, which collect and you then expel, are also an avatoman or metami adam, letami the begadim. They make the adam a rishon, and whatever begadim he's wearing at the time is also a rishon. Is there mayanos? A zav zav and in your lettuce have mayanos. A tmeimis doesn't have mayanos. These are all things that apply to, right? Things which apply to nida and not tmeimis. Now, you can make a list of 20 things. I'm just mentioning some of them are famous ones, right? Mayanos, the spit of a tmei mace is not anything special. The meraglayim of a tmei mace is not anything special. How about the spit and the meraglayim and one or two other things? of the Baal Nida. So the Rash is still talking about this. The Rash is not 100% clear, right? But he leans, the Rash Mishnah definitely is leaning towards saying not. He leans towards saying that they're not Tmeim. They're not Tmeim. Meaning, he touched them. So they might have some level of Tumah based things touching them. But the point is, it's not an Avatuma, right? I don't mean it's not Tumah. Even if he touches my spit, he might be Matami yet. But it's not an Avatuma, right? However, that is, that's also somewhat controversial. Yes, says the Mishnah Melech Bedaf HaRambam, or what I call the Rambam Lefi Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech just says the Rambam equated him to a Nida except for one thing, so he's a Nida. Tmeim. Again, by Tmeim, I mean an Avatuma. Right? So basically, the Mishnah Melech and the Rambam and the Rashi, and the Rambam sounds like the Mishnah Melech. He sounds like he equates him to a Nida except for one thing, is Moshe Mishka, but on a lower level. Sounds like he really is a Nida. Well, Tosos in many places in Shas sounds like he's not a Nida. For example, Thomas Hesed, here you could also add Tosos in Nida, Daf Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis, also says there's no Thomas Hesed by a Bo'al Nida. And the Tosros says very nicely, why is there no Thomas Hesed by a Bo'al Nida? Why is there not Metami Olim Tami Gadim? Because once the Torah teaches us that he doesn't make his Mishkav a Moshav, and Avatoma, that shows he's not really like a Nida. Okay, so this is a very, very fundamental Chakira. There might be some in-between Shitas. The one tricky point is, Tosos and Ardaf, the Ramasol Shemitame, assumes that, what does he say here? Da'apo Nida Metame Klicheres Beheset. Tosos on Arv Daf says that's a little funny because Tosos earlier said he's like a Tamei Meis for every purpose unless the Torah is explicit. And all of a sudden, Tosos on Arv Daf is admitting that he's Metame de Heset. You know, just two Dibur Masels later. So here I am not. Here I'm not 100% sure what to make of this. Is it two different deos in Tosfos? Because here it's within the Rav Moshe Mifanteza. I mean, it's not clear. Is this the Stam Tosfos analyzing Rav Moshe Mifanteza, or is this just Rav Moshe Mifanteza, or is this just a re? It's not clear if these are two different deos in Tosfos. Even on the same daf would be funny. Like they should point out if it's two different deos, like in the same daf to say, this is not like I said earlier. Or is Tosfos not quite as radical as we think? And when Tosfos says, he's like a, this is unclear, meaning if all you had was Tosfos, Dibur HaMaskil, Seifa. And then most of the other Bali Tosfos all over Shas, like the Sar Mikutzi and the Rash Mishans, then he's clearly has a clear leaning. Although Tosfos Rush himself, in the Perish of the Rush and Kalim, leans one way, and the Tosfos Rush and the Maskana leans another way, so the Rush clearly seems to have changed his mind about this at least once. So here I'm not sure, is this Tosfos a different deya than this Tosfos, and it's Machlok seeing two Tosfos in the same daf, or does Tosfos and Dumaskal Seifa not quite as radical as it sounds? He says, he's not like a Nida for anything unless the Torah says he's like a Nida, but the Torah says he's Matamik Beheset, because we have a Drasha that says Matamik Klicheres, and obviously Klicheres means Heset. So here it could be that Tosfos and Dumaskal Seifa is not quite as radical as he sounds. And he makes it sound very radical. Oh, he's like it, but he's not like a Nida at all. But really, he means he's like a Nida for many purposes. Or it could be a Machlokas in the Bali Tosfos. This is not Mefurish at all, but there's the Melech Bedas Harash wants to make a Chiluk. The Mishnah Melech Bedas Harash says, what does the Mishnah Melech say Bedas Harash? This is not in the Rash at all, but says the Mishnah Melech, Bedas Harash, one second. that the Rashi and Kalim did not discuss Hesed. So, says the... Nope, that's not what I meant. Again, this is arguing Tosos Rush. The Tosos Rush had a different Masorah from the Rashi Mishnah. But the Rashi, according to the Mishnah Melech, says that he is Metami Beheset, but that he's not Metami Odom Letami Begodim. He's Metami Beheset, but he's not Metami Odom Letami Begodim. And perhaps not. He's Masupa, perhaps doesn't have Mayonos. What's the Svara? Let's just summarize the Svara. There are three. What's the Svara? One Svara is pretty Pashut. If you understand that, this Svara is pretty Pashut. Right? Svara one is Kitmei Meis Chutz Mi Mishkav Umoshav Denase Rishon. Okay, he's like Kitmei Meis. He's Tumas Maga. Just like if you touch a mace, your tummy 7 days. If you closely touch a neder, your tummy 7 days. Except for one thing is more macro than a mace, which is he doesn't make his Moshe Mishkav like a Nida, just makes it a Rishon. Okay, Xerus Akas is one way more macro than a mace. Svar Beis is the Rosh Lefi Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah Melech says the Svar. What Svar did the Mishnah Melech say for the Rosh? Here he deals with the Chakira. Interesting Chakira. Okay, you ready for the Chakira, Yosef? Okay, let's say I'm a Zav and you touch me. Not only are you Tame, your clothes become a Rishon. Why do your clothes become a Rishon? There are two ways to understand why his clothes become a Rishon. If he touched, I'll volunteer to be the Zav. It's not nice to call someone else a Zav. I'm not really a Zav. Just pretending. Just play one on TV. So, says the Yosef touches me, his shirt is now a Rishon. And he's a Rishon. Why is he a Rishon and his shirt is a Rishon? So one way of understanding it is because... What?
Someone shirt is tough to you. Or you.
So one possibility is that the shirt is touching me because it's part of you. Just like you touched me, your shirt touched me. Your shirt didn't really touch me. But it's as if your shirt touched me. Right? One way, it's an interesting Chakira. Right? Chakira Zav Mitame Adam Litame Begadim. One is that Ki'ilu the Begadim Nagu Bizav. It's as if the Begadim touched the Zav because they're tuffle to you. Or now it's not only Begadim that are tuffle to you though. Only in Mitzora going into a bias Menuga do we have a difference between if you're wearing the clothing or not. But it doesn't matter. Since the Begadim are touching you and you're touching me, it's as if they touch me. Right? Even you can't literally say tuffle Yehuda, because even if he's carrying a hammer, that's still tummy, even though it's not tuffle to him. But the point is, it's as if it's touching me, right? That's what I would throw to the pasha. Says the Mishnah Melech a different lumdus. Nope. The Adam Hanogeya. Nase av hatuma ad sheyifrosh. When Yosef's touching me, Yosef's an av until he lets go. Since Yosef's an av, then his shirt is a rishon because he's an av and he was tami the shirt. Meaning, was I matami his shirt through this indirect touching, or did Yosef become an av when he touched me? A temporary av. It's a big chiddush. Whoever heard of a temporary av? Maybe Yosef became a temporary. I would not have said this Mishnah Melech at all. But he says Yosef is a temporary av when he touched me, and therefore his shirt's a rishon because it touched him. Says the Rav Mishnah Melech only based on his lumdus. He says the svara is that svara is very pashut. Is that a boel nida is like a nida except that he can only make a Rishon, not an Av. And how do we know that? We know that from Mishka V'Moshev, right? He's like a Bol Nida, except he can only make a Rishon, not an Av. His Mishka V'Moshev is a Rishon, not an Av. His Mayonos are a Rishon, not an Av. Meaning, I don't mean, again, I said this, but I should have put it on the board. Not an Av Hatoma. Everyone agrees his spit is a Rishon because he touched his spit. Right? And the guy who touched him is a Rishon, not an Av. Therefore, the guy who touches him shirt is not Tummy. Again, only based on the Mishnah Melech's Lumdus. That's Svar Beis. Svar Gimel, what about this? What's the Svara of what I'm calling Rashi and the Rambam according to Mishnah Melech? Pshat of the Rambam. Mishnah Melech's right. Pshat of the Rambam is like a Nida except for one thing. Why did he like a Nida except for one thing? But he's really except for three things. He's Tovu Bayom, he's Mutter in Machnesh Leviya, and his Mishka V'Moshev is only a Rishon. So why is he a Nida except for these three things? So what's for Gimel? So you have to say, no, he's Nida with local exceptions. What are the local exceptions? So it's actually not so hard to explain. What are the local exceptions? A, mutter b'machne levia. Why? Because tuma is not yotze migufo. You have to admit the tuma didn't come out of his guf. The tuma doesn't come out of his guf. Then he's mutter machne levia. Okay, because the general understanding is that it depends if the tuma comes out of his guf. As tummy as he is, he's very tummy. He's tummy like Anita. But the tummy didn't come out of his guff, right? Here you have to say, he has full tumas nida. But, okay, B, he has full tumas nida, but, hold on a second. Are we sure that Anita, now let's think about Anita. Nida, Zav, Zava, Yoledes. Okay, can't sleep with a Zav. Sleeping with a Zav doesn't count. Nida, Zava, Yoledes. A Nida is Toveles Balaila. A Yoledes Toveles Balaila. A Zav is Toveles Bayom. You have to say, Nida, Zav, and Yoledes all have the same level of Tumah. And what does it say at the end of Parshas Metzora? Ule'ish, the last word in Parshas Metzora. Le'ish Asher Yishkav. No one bar mitzvah parshas Metzora?
Am I making it up?
Im Tameya. One of the worst endings of Parshios in the whole Chumash. Ule Isha Sheyishkav Im Tameya. Then we throw the candy. Okay. Ule Isha Sheyishkav Im Tameya. So what do I want to say? I have no mucker for this. I'm just going to say it anyway. That there's a chalos of Isha Sheyishkav Im Tameya. Right? Intimea could be a Nida, could be a Zava, could be a Yoledes. Some of them are Tov Bayom, some of them are Tov Balaila. There's one Chalos Yishkav Intimea. So therefore, if you would be Tov Balaila, it'd only be like half the Tameos. If it'd be Tov Bayom, it'd also be like half the Tameos. So therefore, it's not surprising that just say he's like a Zava. He's Tovelos Bayom, right? So he's Tov Bayom because Ish Asher Yishkav Im Temeya includes Tvilos Yom and Tvilos Laila. So just saying, don't fixate on Nida. He's not like a Nida, he's like a Zava, who's okay. He still has full Tumah, meaning you can have full Tumas Nida and Tovo Bayom. Proof is a Zava has full Tumas Nida and Tovelos Bayom. Right? So it's not that you don't have the full tumah because you're developed by Yom. Within the full tumah, there's different options. Zava goes this way, Nida goes that way, Yoledes goes that way, Bol Nida. The Torah picked one way, and this is the way the Torah picked. Okay, I could suggest more about why the Torah picked, but I'm not going to now. Okay, you really have to get into the sugya at the end of Maseches Nida. Do we assume is the Chezkas Roah for 7 days? If you assume that a Nida is the Cheskas Roa for 7 days, If you assume, Morty, can you hear me?
Yes.
Morty, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, if you assume that Anida is, this is a, might be Machlokes Tanaim, is Becheskes Roa for 7 days, and the Torah says, oh, the whole 7 days she's Becheskes Roa, she can't tovu yet. So Zavu is not Becheskes Roa. He's also not Becheskes Roa. Okay, C is going to be most interesting. All right. I think we're going to have to cancel Beinus Manim. I don't know what we're going to do. Or we'll have to have a marathon on Wednesday. But we're limited by chatzos, unless we all turn into briskers. Okay, maybe we'll all have to be briskers. The number C is that his mishkav umoshav is only a rishon. And that's the one that's explicit in the pasuk. Why, if he's really a nida, would a mishkav umoshav only be a rishon? Good question, no? You could say there's a cause of donate questions. But I thought you could answer based on what Rav Lichtstein brings down in the name of the Rav. Rav Lichtstein has a chakir. It's in his, it's an article he wrote. I think the article was originally published, if I'm not mistaken. Some of the fellows closer to my age would remember, in a book called Kavod HaRav that was published in honor of the Rav. One of the guys in YU at one point, it must have been for his something birthday, decided they wanted to be Mechaber the Rav. How are they Mechaber the Rav? Okay, all the Rav's cousins, no, Chaschel. All the Rav's cousins, Talmidim in Yerushalayim, thought he was an Apikoros and a Reform Rabbi. The cousins never said anything bad about the Rav, but all the cousins, Talmidim, said he was an Apikoros and a Reform Rabbi. So Kavod HaRav, they got a book, and they had the big Rosh Yeshiva from YU write articles in honor of the Rav for like his 70th birthday or whatever it was. And every Rosh Yeshiva in America, and half of them from Eretz Yisrael. In those days, American Eretz Yisrael were further apart. There's not so much modern communication, but certainly every yeshiva of America wrote. You know, Moshe Feinstein, every yeshiva heard of in America, the Rosh Yeshiva wrote an article in honor of the Rav. I don't know about Hasidic yeshivas, but every Litvish yeshiva heard of in America, okay. The cousins in Yerushalayim's Talmidim blew a gasket, and they wrote a big letter saying how every Rosh Yeshiva in America is an apikoros, because they contributed to this book. But okay, at that point, like, you know, like they were crazy. Like, I mean, they were always crazy. At that point, it was obvious they were crazy. They're saying every yeshiva in America is an apikoros. So it was a, you know, it was a game set match. But the in that, Rav Lichtstein first published this in Kavod HaRav, if I'm not mistaken. And then after Rav Lichtstein passed away, they published Minchas Aviv, which is a collection of all his Lumdus articles. They published three books, collection of his Lumdus articles, Minchas Aviv, collection of his Ashkafa article called, what was it called? What was it called, guys?
Musar Aviv.
Musar Aviv. And then Kedushas Aviv, which is an unpublished manuscript on a Yoni Kedusha, which also overlaps some of the things that we discussed beforehand. Anyways, they republished it there with all those Lomdus articles. So he quotes the Rav Chakira. Normally, if I'm an Av and I'm a Tame something, what does it become? A Rishon. If I'm a Rishon and I'm Tame something, what does it become? A Sheni. Vechuli, vechuli. Anida Zav, Zav and Yoledis, Metami the Mishkav Moshe, what makes it an Av? How does an Av make an Av? So he had a Chakira. Is it that, no, Mamish, you transfer the Tumah, but sometimes you can transfer Tumah without going down a level, Chiddush? Or no, it's not that you transfer the Tumah. Mishkav Moshev Hanida or Hazav or whatever is its own Avatumah. Is the Zav transferring Tumah to the Mishkav, but without going down a level? If he touches you, you're a Rishon. But if he sits on, not on you, because you're not Miyuchad L'Mishkav, if he sits on a chair, it's an Av? Or no, he's Magdarit K'Mishkav Hazav. There's a new Avatumah called Mishkav Hazav. He gives it, he defines it as the Mishkav Hazav. By defining it as Mishkav Hazav, it now becomes an Avatumah on its own. That's the Chakira. Does Mishkav Hazav become an Av because he transfers without going down a level, and it's the exception to the normal rule of transfer? All transfer goes down a level except for this one, which transfers without going down a level, or it's not a transfer. It's a new Av. He just defines it, gives it the Chalos Moshe Vazav, and once he makes the Chalos, by sitting on it, he makes it a Moshe Vazav. So isn't that by sitting on it, he transfers Tumah without going down a level? Or by sitting on it, he defines it as a Heft of Moshe Vazav, and that Heft of Moshe Vazav is automatically an Av. Ah, okay, Chervirikacholol actually might be precedent for not going down a level, correct, good. So there might be precedent by, I mean, not might be, there seems to be precedent, there is precedent by Chervirikacholol, good, okay. So, nafkaminas is, we're not getting into it, the famous sheet of Rashi, that the Zav can only be Mitame Mishkav Moshe that belongs to him, not if it belongs to someone else. Simple shot is because he can't define something that doesn't belong to him. If I sit on my own chair, I'm making it a Mishkav Hazav. If I sit on your chair, I can't decide what it is. Only you can decide what your chair is, not me. Okay, there's a funny sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, which Tosfos doesn't like, in Tosfos and Erevin, the din of Mishkav Moshe Hazav is only if something is Miyuchad Liyeshiva or Shiva. What if I sit on your toolbox? Or in my toolbox? If I sit on my toolbox, do I make it anything? No! Because we say, Amo V'nasa Machtenu, it's not a Mishkav Moshe, it's that Sheyeshiva love, something you always sit on. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if I sit on a toolbox, I don't make it an Av, but I make it a Rishon. Says Rabbeinu Tam, there's an example of Mishkav Moshe that's a Rishon. If I sit on something that's not meant for sitting. Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. Explains over Lexley, what's the one that's Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam says, Svei Dinim in Mishkav Moshav. And Rabbeinu Lexley shows that in the Psukim. If I define something as my Mishkav, then it becomes an Av. If I merely contact by sitting, which is not touching, it's a different kind of contact. If I contact it through sitting, it becomes a Rishon. If I define it as my seat, it becomes an Av. Therefore, if I sit on a chair, it becomes an Av, according to Rabbeinu Tam. If I sit on a toolbox, even without touching it, it becomes a Rishon, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rav Lichtenstein, that's exactly what's going on with Bol Nida. How do I mean? That, why does Bol Nida's Mishkav Moshev only a Rishon? Because, why is the Mishkav, he makes this Chakira? What's the Chakira? Ignore this, right? Take a detour. That was really bad. Okay, Mishkav Umoshav Hazav. One is that the contact is Mitami, it. The other is that it's defined as Moshav or Mishkav Hazav. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if it's defined, it's an Av. If it's merely contacted, it's a Rishon. If I sit on a toolbox, that's contact, it's a Rishon. If I sit on a chair, that's a definition. That's a Hagdor Sachefta, it becomes an Av. Says Rav Lichtenstein, that might be Pshan in Boel Nida. What's Pshan in Boel Nida? That a Boel Nida has Tumas Nida. But is he a Nida? No, he's not a Nida. He just has Tumas Nida. He's Kid Nida, but he's not a Nida. Therefore, what does Rav Lichtenstein say? A Boel Nida contact has contact with Tumas Nida. He has full Tumas Nida. Whenever he contacts with his Tumas Nida, becomes a Rishon. Even if he doesn't touch it just by sitting on it, because Tumas Nida transfers through sitting without touching. But he's not a Chefta Shel Nida. If he's not a Chefta Shel Nida, then his chair is not a Chefta of the chair of a Nida. And his bed is not the Chefta of the bed of the Nida. What Rav Lichtenstein explains is that a Boel Nida can transfer Tuma like a Nida. But he's not a Chefta Shel Nida. He's allowed in Machta Leviyah. He's not a Nida. He just has the Tum of a Nida. That's the Chap, what I want to say is for a Gimel. He has full Tumas Nida, but he's not a Chefta Shel Nida. Therefore, he has full Tumas Nida. He can go into Machta Shkina, not Machta Leviyah. He's not a Nida. He just has Tumas Nida. And that's why he doesn't make Mishkav Moshev an Av. To make Mishkav Moshev an Av, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if Rabbeinu Tam's wrong in the application, the Yisod of Rabbeinu Tam, you need to define his Mishkav Nida. He can't define his Mishkav Nida because he's not a Nida. If he's not a Nida, it's not the chair of a Nida. He's Tumas Nida. There's no such thing as the chair of Tumas Nida. You can transfer Tumas Nida. According to Rabbeinu Tam, when you transfer Tumas Nida without defining something as the seat of a Nida, you make it a Rishon and not an Av. And maybe that's shot in the Svara of Rashi in the Rambam. He is full Tumas Nida, except his Moshav Mishkav becomes a Rishon. Why? He has full Tumas Nida, but he's not a Nida. He can transfer Tumah like a Nida, but he can't define something as the seed of a Nida, because he's not a Nida. It's only the seed of a guy. It's not the seed of a Nida. Therefore, it doesn't become an Av, because it's not defined as the seed of a Nida. But it does become a Rishon, because he transfers, like Rabbeinu Tam, who says, when you do the transferring sitting without the defining sitting, it becomes a Rishon and not an Av. Okay, that's how Rav Lichtenstein explains this derech of, he doesn't quote Rama and Rashi, he's just playing the derech that you'd want to give him full Tumas Nida. Full Tumas Nida, Tami Adam, Tami Begodim, Heset, etc. But
He's not, he can transfer like a Nida, but he can't define like a Nida. Okay, that's about it. I see we didn't get to our next sugya yet, so we'll have to pick up with that next time and do the best we can. I'm not sure if I'm actually going to cancel Bein HaZmanim, but I'm tempted. So we'll pick up Mirza Shem with continuing the Gemara next time. If anyone has questions, now's a great time to ask.
If you could cancel the Tisha B'Av, then we could have Shir on Thursday.
I'm all for canceling Tisha B'Av. I'm just waiting for the guy whose job it is to show up. I'm in favor. I'm signing on the Gam and Iakata Maskulan now. As far as I'm concerned, we should cancel Tisha B'Av today. All right, just bring him on.
Yes,
and you never know, it might happen. We have another 3 days.
Hopefully.
This time. You never know. Never give up hope.
Are you inviting the whole Shir to your house for the Suda?
If we cancel, if Mashiach comes by Thursday, I assume he'll also take care of coronavirus, so everyone's invited for Suda. Yes. Yes, I trust Mashiach to cure coronavirus.
If Mashiach comes, I'm not going to hang out for dinner.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Rebbe?
Yes.
When
I'm
we
here.
Say all the Kenida, is it the Chakira based on whether we call it Kafa Dimyon or Kafa Shivyon?
Almost. The only problem is in this case, our Gemara says that he's not Kenida. So therefore, if the Gemara had said he was Kenida, then that would be the classic Kafa Shivyon or Kafa Dimyon Chakira. But since, let me move out of the way from the picture. Since the Gemara says that he's not Kenida, therefore, right. Basically my question is I should have rephrased this question at the end. Is it that he's not, doesn't have the Toma Venida, or that he has the Toma Venida, he's just not a Chefta Shel Nida? That's really my Chakira in the end. Is it that he's not a Chefta Shel Nida, or that he doesn't have the Toma Venida? Right? And the Sarmi Kotzi and the Rashmi Shantz would say he doesn't have the Toma Venida, while the Rashi and the Rambam would say he's not a Heft of Anita, but he does have Toma of Anita.
Is that idea of Rav Lichtenstein similar to what the Mishnah Lamelech suggests? That he...
I've been wondering for a long time if that's the same idea or not. The Mishnah Lamelech just presents it as levels. He makes a Rishon, he doesn't make an Av. The question is, could Rav Lichtenstein expand his Shita to say, no, anytime you make an Av, it's by being Magdir. And anytime you make a Rishon, it's by transferring Toma. And therefore, the Mishnah Melech really means he's not Magdir. The only thing is, it becomes a little tricky, because then, what that means, whoever touches a Zav, whose shirt then becomes Tame, it's because the guy who touches a Zav is like a Magdir is an Ogeh of a Zav, not because he transferred the Toma to him, which is a bigger Chiddush. Meaning you'd have to expand the Chiddush of Lichtenstein to apply it to an Ogeah Bezav or to an Ogeah Bezav. So I have a little misopic if I'm willing to go that far. It's tempting. I'm just not sure if I'm willing to go that far. So I'll let you decide.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Good to see you. Yehuda, Shmuel, Shalom, Irv. Good to see your names. Liad and Avi.